Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling, that is, would allow what he called bad people to enter the U.S. Here's U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
And the U.S. Appeals Court today rejected the Trump administration's request to immediately reinstate that travel ban. And as they have lately, anti-Trump protesters have taken to the streets, this woman outside Mr. Trump's Florida vacation home.
It's hard to pick one thing that people are upset about. I feel like our rights are under attack from all angles. It seems like a shock and awe campaign designed to dishearten us, but we're not going to be disheartened. And we feel like Donald Trump does not deserve a vacation here. We don't get a vacation from the attack on our rights, the attack on our liberties, the attack on our lives.
Meantime, Mr. Trump continues to have phone conversations with world leaders. He spoke with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces there and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. Jordan says it has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in southern Syria. Drones and precision-guided munitions killed and wounded unspecified numbers of IS militants. Pro-Western Jordan has carried out such strikes before as part of a U.S.-led alliance against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Latest attacks came after Kim Abdullah held a high-level meeting in Washington about a possible U.S. shift in Syria policy. This is VOA News.